Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, December 26, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show is being brought to you by How to Write Your Nonfiction Book in 90 Days. Even if you're an ordinary person and hated high school English, you can learn more about this instant download workshop at abookin90days.com. Again, that's the website, abookin90days.com. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Create the Life You Want, with my guests, Sonia Jackson and Linda Gant. Welcome to all of you, my listeners. Now, whether you're listening live on the phone, or maybe you're over in the website, in the chat room, or you're listening to this show from our archives. In any case, I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. If you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell other people about it who can benefit. Now, thanks to modern technology, it's very easy to do that. Over on my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, right under my photo, you will see several ways to keep up with the show. Click the follow button if you want to get an announcement and a reminder in your email each week of each episode. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, to get at that goal, I interview guests from fields such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, and all of those things which contribute to our lasting happiness. Today's episode is Create the Life You Want with my guests, Sonia Jackson and Linda Gant. Sonia Jackson has been a member of the Agape community since 1990, a practitioner since 1996, and a student of Abraham for 5 years. Her community activities include co-producing a number of concerts, women's retreats, symposiums, workshops, and other events. Sonia is a spiritual counselor, an actress, a playwright, a real estate investor, and facilitator. Sonia continues to expand her consciousness through continued study of spiritual principles. Also joining us today is Linda Gant, whose life mission and passion is to blend borders and cultures locally and around the world using the language of the arts, music, and travel. Linda, owner of L Joy Travel, specializes in tours to Asia. As a practitioner, Linda provides her clients with counseling and life coach services. Her services, seminars, and training include strategies for developing team building, life, and business missions. Linda employs the technologies of life visioning and master mining. I want to welcome to the show today Sonia and Linda. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
So glad that you could join me on this special week here in our lives. It's a good week to be talking about dreams, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because everybody has dreams, and we know that these dreams can come true. Unfortunately, unless you're aware of the power you have, you can't actually use it to your benefit. So we're going to be talking about that power today. Why don't we start off by defining what you mean by happiness, and whichever one of you wants to jump in, go right ahead.
Well, I'll take that. And happiness, it's a, you know, we all know of it as a feeling. It's a way of being. We know that we're happy. We know when we're happy, and it's a state of, you know, they define it as a state of joy or pleasure or contentment. So it's really, and they also talk about, you know, the fact that it's a feeling. It's a state of mind. So it actually comes from within. Mm-hmm. And the thing that most of us don't realize is that we can actually pick the way we want to feel. once we identify where we're feeling it or where we're feeling, where we are in our feelings, sometimes, you know, we know we're angry and we know we're upset, but we don't know that we can change that feeling about it.
So
and to add to that, I'd like to say there's a book by Alan Cohen called Joy is My Compass. And for me, that defines, you know, how we can actually determine whether or not we're in joy, whether or not we're happy. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as we talk about the workshop that we have to offer.
Okay. And the title of that book was Joy is My Compass?
Joy is My Compass.
And who's the author again?
Alan Cohen. Alan, L-A-N-C-H-E-N, Cohen.
Okay. Okay, cool. Thank you. One of the things that I had to get past when I first learned this concept a couple of decades ago was that idea that what you just said, Sonia, about it's a state of mind and we can pick how we want to feel. And I remember the first time I started learning about this, I thought, whoa, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that I have a choice, is not the outside events? And I think many people are stuck right at that point thinking that it's what happens outside that determines. So in times like these in particular, I'm sure many people are thinking, how can I possibly be happy during times like these? And not even just things that are happening to us, but things that are happening around the world on the news. So how can we be happy during times like these?
Mm-hmm. Linda, do you want to start?
Yeah, I'll start with that. And that's a very good question, because there's so many things that are happening around us. And today, you know, we're looking at the status of joblessness or homelessness or, you know, the violence that is taking place around the world. And it doesn't make us feel good. And, you know, we'll keep coming back to that term about feeling good. And what happens is that when we continue to feel these feelings, you know, so generally we're not going to feel good about the homelessness and the joblessness. And when you think about it, the feelings that we have are actually thoughts that we're of what we're feeling. And that is really the key between feeling and the thought, because we're creating an energy about anything that we're thinking about. And so I know, you know, many people have heard of the law of attraction, but that's essentially what's happening is what you're thinking is the energy that you're bringing. And what we'll be doing through the workshop and what we like to help people do is to how to switch those thoughts so that you're thinking something different. Because if you're switching the thought that you're thinking about homelessness or joblessness, then you can bring about a different outcome. And that's where we start with our class.
Okay. Did you want to add to that, Sonia?
Well, it was so perfect, but I didn't. You know, I will add anyway. The basis of all of it is nothing is more important than how you feel, because your feeling is your point of attraction. Your feeling, your own personal feeling, where you are. See, the world that we create is the world that's around us. We cannot create the world across the sea or in somebody else's life. We cannot create somebody else's life for them. Mm-hmm. We create our own world. And so it all starts right here, right where we are in our world. And as we take out what we're doing to other people, to other places, to other situations, then they also have the opportunity to see from where we are how we're creating our own world, and then they can be uplifted by that and have a sense about their own world being able to create their own world. So the most important place to start is where you are.
With our own feelings and our own thoughts.
Right.
Which
yeah,
leads to the energy, which leads to the feelings, right?
Exactly.
Do I have that in the right order?
Yeah.
Yeah, our thoughts, or it can go, you know, it's the whole, sometimes it's the chicken and the egg, which came first.
Yes.
So you may recognize that you're having a feeling, or you may recognize that you're having a thought first, and then you start to sense the next thing. So either way, you can bring about a shift in it if it's not where you want to be. Because most of the time, you don't want to be, nobody really wants to feel bad.
But, I hope not.
but we don't necessarily know how to get out of it. And I take that back. Sometimes people do want to feel bad, but they only want to be bad because it's familiar.
It's familiar, right.
And if they know that there's something else that they can do, that's not where they want to be. This is why Christmas, you know, I said to somebody one day that Christmas is the happiest time because, you know, most of the time, no matter where you are, and it could be, it's a different holiday for different groups, but for our group, it's, you know, Christmas. And, and no matter where your life was at Christmas time, somebody always tried to make it better. Somebody always wanted to make you feel better, wanted things to be nicer around you. So Christmas always brings back, we always go back to that Christmas because it's, you know, there's a sense of being, feeling better and knowing things are going to be okay and all of that. And so it's almost a sense of making your awareness that same thing. How can I make my life better in this moment? How can I make things go better for me right now, whenever right now is?
Yeah, I agree with you. When the holidays approach, no matter what's happening, people do sort of even suspend the whatever negative feelings momentarily and could just kind of decide they're going to be content, happy, whatever their positive set is for a little while, for that day, even if they pick it back up the next day. Well, you've talked about the law of attraction. Would you give us a little quick definition? I know a lot of people have heard of it, and maybe they think they know what it is, but what is the law of attraction and how does it work? You've already alluded to it a bit, but could you expand on it? And Sonia, we'll start with you, and then we'll go to Linda.
Okay. Well, Abraham's statement is, that which is likened to itself is drawn. And you can most easily think of it as birds of a feather flock together. So whatever kind of birds that are flying around, the same, more of those same kinds of birds will show up together. So, you know, the same kinds of things happen for us in our thoughts. So whatever it is we're thinking about, more thoughts along that line will show up. And it's really kind of simple, especially if you're around other people, you start to see, you can see it clearly. Someone, you know, someone walks up to somebody and says, "Oh wow, I can't believe what she did," or "I can't believe what's happening with this particular thing, the situation." And most often, people will chime in along that same line. "Oh, I couldn't believe it either, and she did that." And then someone will go, "Oh yeah, did you know that on top of it, such and such happened?" And then someone will in their history and go, "Yes, you know, I remember a day when this happened to me," and such as, and that, and so we just keep going on and on and on about the same kind of a thought. And then we will continue to find evidence that makes things that happened true. Now, the other opposite is also true. You know, they're also, with someone starts off with something nice, "Oh, she looks so good," or "I really liked that dress she was wearing," then, and you continue along that line, "Yeah, it fit her really well. I was so surprised, and the color was really great on her," then people will start to find that other thought. And unless somebody comes up and wants to cut it at me.
That's true.
But did you see her eating that piece of pie? She's not going to open that shirt, you know,
and we're so good at that negative. I don't know why we seem to be so good at it, or feel more comfortable interjecting it than we do the positive. Do you find that to be so?
I find that to show up, and I think it's also that we're not making a conscious effort to make a shift with it. What do you think, Linda?
Yeah, and in fact, that's what I was going to say. We're actually creating those thoughts, and it becomes habitual. You know, you were saying it's easy for us to do, and what we find is, you know, we just do it naturally, and until we consciously think about stopping that thought or stop ourselves from making statements like that, you know, it won't change. So we have to be conscious of the thought, and actually what Sonia was talking about is creating the life that we want. And so, and to do that, we have to change what we're thinking about or change what we speak about, and
mm-hmm.
that combination of the feeling. And so the law of attraction allows us to do that. Everything that we see around us now, we create it. And I know that's difficult for many people to believe,
but that's
actually what happens. But if you, you know, just start with yourself and you start looking at what you can change within your life, in your immediate surrounding, maybe it's, you know, what you're eating for breakfast because, you know, you decide that you want to make a change. Oftentimes this is the year people want to change their diets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And once you create the thought and then the feeling behind it, that's what's going to change. And you'll find yourself actually maybe enjoying the changes that you're making because you're feeling better. And so
mm-hmm.
you begin to see that, shifting your thought consciously is what's going to create those better feelings and better experiences in your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's wonderful that you are pointing these things out. It's amazing to me that people even question the law of attraction, but because it works, whether you believe it or not, it's still working in your life. And I hear people say, especially after the movie The Secret came out, some people were all gung-ho and excited about it, and some people were putting it down saying, that doesn't work. Well, the law of attraction is working in your life at all times, whether you are conscious of it or not. So the key here, it seems, is to be conscious, be aware, and then now you can do something about it. If you're not aware of what you're doing, of course, it's difficult to change. So that's what your workshop's all about. Correct?
Yeah.
Tell listeners about your workshop, the name of it, how they can participate, the dates, and so forth, will you?
The workshop is called Create the Life You Want, which is what it's all about. And it's three consecutive Saturdays in January, starting January 14th from 9:30 to 12:30. And so there's three different days, and we build on it each day. The first one is going to be talking about the law of attraction, what we've talked about here, as well as creating a way and giving tools so that you can practice the new way of thinking. We've been thinking a particular way, and we've been practicing it for however old we are. So we need to practice a new way of thinking. And then the next week we'll build on creating what you want through thought. And then the third week is about living it daily. And it takes place in New York City at the Agape Church of Agape Spiritual Center called Boston. And the website or the registration for this particular workshop is easier if you go to tinyurl.com /agape create life.
Agape create life at the end?
Correct.
Okay. Let me repeat that. So to sign up for the workshop and get more information, folks can go to tinyurl, that's all one word, .com, then /agape, A-G-A-P-E, create life, all one, no spaces. And there they can sign up or get more information. And this is taking place three Saturdays, January 14th, 2011, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30. Correct?
2012, yeah.
Oh, 2012. Oh, my gosh. Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah.
In a week, we have a new year.
I know. Talk about habits. I got to change that habit, huh? And then let me point out that even though it's taking place in Culver City, California, there is a plan to move this workshop to other venues. So do you want to talk about that, Linda, briefly, about how people who are interested can perhaps suggest other venues?
Yes, if they contact us or send an email to us, and it's included, once they go into the tiny URL, there's an email there that they can contact us on.
Okay.
And our intention is to be able to present this via webinars, and so we'll be able to reach anyone across the country. And so if you're interested in hosting this workshop in your area, or if you would just like to participate, we can make that happen through our webinar.
Okay.
Right.
And
in the Southern California area, we actually do travel, so we can buy
okay.
One.
Right. And the this workshop is appropriate for beginners to this thought, as well as people who already have some experience in it, correct?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Anybody who thinks can come to the workshop.
Okay. What is the biggest problem you think that we are having in, I mean, obviously the law of attraction works, and it's actually a simple process once we understand it, but what is our biggest problem with putting it into action in our lives?
Well, I'll start, Sonia. I believe it's how we have opposite thoughts. You know, mm-hmm. So we really want what we want. We really want a better life. We really want more money. We really want to be more healthy. But if you stop and think about what you're actually thinking about consciously, you might find yourself thinking actual thoughts that are sabotaging those. So mm-hmm. I want to be more healthy, and at the same time you're thinking, but, you know, I must have this soda, or I must have this piece of pie, and I'm only going to eat this, you know, this once, and then I'll change. Well, that's an opposite thought. It's not helping you move towards your goal. And so that can be with anything that we're thinking, or any goal or any idea that we're trying to pursue, that oftentimes, again, going back to that habitual thought, we oftentimes don't realize that we're thinking opposite of what we say that we really want. And so if you have more opposite thoughts than you do feelings or thoughts about what you really want, that's going to conflict. And that's why it's not happening, even though you say, but I really, really want it. You do, but, you know, you have to check what you're actually thinking, or the feeling that you have behind the thoughts that you're actually thinking.
Could I make a little point here? It's interesting I'm sorry?
Go right ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to make the point about this whole sabotaging ourselves and focusing on what we don't want instead of what we do want. I heard Wayne Dyer compare it to going shopping and coming home with, you know, looking at, let's say, a beautiful lamp, and then looking at this ugly lamp, and for whatever reason, buying the ugly lamp and taking it home and going, why did I bring this lamp on? This isn't the one I wanted. This is ugly. We do that with our thoughts. We focus on what we don't have. We focus on the lack, and that's exactly what you're talking about. So if people think about how unlikely it is that you're going to shop for things you don't like and bring them home, it kind of is what we're doing to ourselves every time we entertain those negative and lack thoughts. Correct?
Right. Yes.
Right. And the only thing I was going to add was that she touched on it when she was speaking. It's habitual. It's a habit.
Yes. Yes.
So we will go there because it's easier. It takes time and not a really lot of energy to shift it. And then we get sometimes what happens, we'll still sabotage ourselves because we go, what has happened? Well, you know, and then so us saying we have it has happened, that takes us right back out of it into our old habitual thinking again. You know, where is it? Where is it? We're, you know, there's another piece of it in terms of the ability to have the faith that it has been given, and that which we've asked for has been given to us, so it will show up. But we also have to then spend our time continuing to be in, yes, it's already done, and so what do I like about it, and what is it that I want it for? And so we teach how to continue to go past all of that, and they focus on what you want.
Along with habits, I think that another challenge we have is that unhappiness and griping and focusing on the negative seems in some settings to be more socially acceptable, because I can remember when you gave the examples earlier of someone making negative comments about another person, the person who steps into that conversation and says, hold it, let's talk about the good things about this person. Sometimes stepping into and trying to turn around a conversation like that is a challenge, and most of us don't have the courage to step into, and that's where coming in, but this is where being with people of like mind is important.
Yeah.
Correct?
And I actually, it's interesting, I had a client who said she thought this is what she was supposed to talk about. This is what she grew up talking about.
Right.
And, you know, so someone was, aren't I sympathizing with them by talking, by agreeing with them? I said, mm-hmm. No. You are contributing to the energy of what it is you don't want. That's mm-hmm. all you're doing, you know, because you're having a conversation about something you don't want, and you're contributing to it. It's kind of like this. If you stop and think, I stubbed my toe today. I stubbed my toe today. And then you go off and you tell your friend, oh, I stubbed my toe today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it hurt the very first time you stubbed it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe it's going to hurt for a little bit of time, but then you go, you know, an hour later, I stubbed my toe and it hurts. And
you're still talking about it.
You're spending. And then you tell your friend down the street, and you write it in a letter to your girlfriend, that, you know, and 6 months later, you're still talking about the fact you stubbed your toe. You know, then
this is exactly what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, we amplify it by repeating it.
Right.
It's unfortunate that we do that, and this is why we need your workshop, and this is why we need guidance. As we wind down to the last few minutes of the show, Linda, tell us, what is the most important thing listeners can do to ensure that they remain happy during these uncertain times? I know Take Your Workshop is one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other things, and I'll make it brief, is that one of the things that we will teach in the workshop and that they can apply right now is to use your internal guidance system. And oftentimes we recognize that as our gut. Most people get a gut feeling or an intuition. And we talked about it earlier about feeling happy. So your gut is going to tell you, your internal guidance system will tell you if what you're about to do or what you're thinking feels good or it doesn't feel good. Mm-hmm. And so if you listen to that during these times, you'll be guided and led by your internal guidance system to do, and if you move towards that which is making you feel good, and act upon that, that's going to make you feel better. And even if you choose the road that says it's not making you feel good, you'll do that enough and you'll say, I don't want this anymore. And you'll choose the bowl, I want to feel better. And so that's my recommendation, is to use your internal guidance system.
Guidance system, yeah. I call that the GPS. I call it our God positioning system that lets us know where we are internally.
Yes.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you so much for sharing these tips with us, and especially for creating this workshop that it looks like all of us can benefit from. Even people have been with this for a while, like me. We still need reminders. We need guidance, and we need accountability sometimes to keep us on track. So I'm going to urge everyone to be sure to go over to http://tinyurl.com/agapecreatelife to learn more about this workshop, and of course to bring it to your area if you are not in the Culver City, California area. Thank you so much, Linda and Sonia, for being on the show today.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you. And it
Thank
was a
you.
Pleasure. You're most welcome to have all of you join us. I'm going to invite you to join us again next Monday. I will be back January 2nd with another informative and exciting show. This is Flora Brown. I'm coming to you from Anaheim, California today. And I'm going to remind you, as I always do, to have a blessed week. And to do that, remember to color your life happy.
Color your life happy. Color every day you can choose. If you choose happy.
podcast.com.